Hey everyone, I hope you're all doing great today and enjoy these stories. Make sure you check out my Patreon if you want early access to my videos, and make sure you check out my podcast in the description below. Take care and I'll speak to you all soon. While working as a ranger, I'd made some really good friends, and even when we were off duty, sometimes we'd all go out camping together. One of my favourite places that we'd go camping was deep in the woods somewhere, and it had some cabins there that you could all share and use. We decided to share a couple because it'd kind of be a better laugh than if we were in individual ones, and it would save us some money, so that's what we did. Now, none of us had actually been out to this spot before, so we were hoping it was going to be quite desolate, and the day that we arrived, it was. We were really happy to see no other cars in the car park, but we still had a bit further to go to make sure that nobody else was here. We had to hike for about a good 4 or so hours, so this meant we brought lots of water with us. The journey there was basically uneventful, and we just sharing different stories. One ranger shared a really weird story about how he saw some lights in the sky that he couldn't really describe. He said apparently one night while he was on duty, he thought he was looking at stars through his binoculars when suddenly one of them started to move, then a few more of them moved, and they suddenly vanished. We're all making jokes about his age and him losing it because he's someone who likes to go on about aliens and stuff all the time, but I didn't really believe it, thinking maybe it was some kind of satellites or fireflies or God knows what. He would tell us to knock it off, and he would get a little bit annoyed, so we tried not to joke about it too much with him. Some of the rangers had been doing it for years, and some of the others were relatively new, like me. I was new to the job, but not necessarily new to being outdoors. I'd been a Boy Scout previously, and I had a couple of scary experiences of my own. One that I shared that was really weird was when we all went out on a trip one day with the scouts camping. I had to get up and use the bathroom. You had to go a little bit of a way to get to the outhouse, and I didn't mind too much because at the time, nothing scary ever really happened to me and I felt pretty invincible with my scout uniform on. Yeah, I don't know why, but hey, that was my mindset at the time. So I just got finished doing my business and I heard someone go, "Hey, hey." I stopped dead in my tracks because I knew nobody else had come with me. They kept on saying hey, and I looked up and I could just about make out somebody at the tree line wearing all black. Their voice was very deep and clearly this was an adult, and he said, "Hey, and my name, do you want to play hide and seek?" I said, "No, I should really be getting back now." He says, "Come on, your friends are all playing it too, you're missing out." Now, I knew for a fact this wasn't possible because all of my friends are back at the campsite, so I just turned and ran. I ran all the way back and smartly, or not so smartly, I immediately told the other guys what had happened and they all started panicking. I then had the sense to tell one of the elders there who was leading us, and he very quickly made us walk all of the way back to the car and called the police on the way. I never found out exactly what happened from that, but it definitely put some paranoia into me naturally. Then another one of the scouts actually come up with a somewhat similar story to my own. He said he was actually playing tag this time, to which I joked, "You're probably the person out there," and everybody laughed. He said, apparently, they're all playing tag when he seemed to get lost out in the middle of nowhere. He said for some reason he didn't panic at all, but he felt strangely drawn to keep on walking further and further into the forest. He said he eventually saw some other people just by a lake and went over to say hey, but something made him stop just before he could actually reach them. For whatever reason, and what he still doesn't know to this day, he decided to duck down and hide. And he said that while hiding, he realized that they were going to pass by him, so he basically buried himself amongst the foliage and tried to cover his skin as much as he could and just get out of sight. Apparently, while walking past, he overheard them saying, "I told you this isn't a good place to hide a body," to which the other responded, "I'm telling you, no one's out here and it's completely fine." Now apparently, He waited here for a good hour or so before eventually emerging. Apparently, he sprinted back to the site and told them what happened, and nobody believed him. The craziest part is they stayed there and finished the trip, and they went home like normal, and he never reported it any further, thinking nobody would believe him. So yeah, I guess that kind of sets the tone for the kind of stories that we're telling each other. Now, I felt insanely confident being out there with so many different rangers, including myself. I felt invincible being out there on my own with that ranger uniform. Even though we didn't have it on this time, I still had that air of invincibility. So, we eventually make it to the campsite and the cabins, and luckily, nobody else is in sight. Apparently, there was potentially going to be one other person that was going to stay there with us, but they ended up bailing, so they weren't sure if they were going to come or not, and that was fine. So, we set in for the night and made ourselves cozy. We had a good time and eventually got a campfire going and made some food. Now, while we were eating, I looked back at the cabin and I said, "Hey, I think the other guys turned up because we can see a silhouette in one of the other cabins." I waved, but I don't get a response. I think maybe the person was facing the other way or just didn't take notice of me and didn't think much of it. Now, what was strange the following day is literally none of us saw this person re-emerge from the cabin, and we didn't hear much of anything. We periodically say hey when we walk past the cabin, hoping for someone to emerge, but it was really bizarre. Eventually, curiosity got the better of one of the others, and they went to go and knock for him and found the door locked. That was when we realised that nobody was in there, and nothing had changed since we'd last walked past it. Now, I think maybe, just maybe, my mind was playing tricks on me, but I was pretty convinced I had seen someone in there, and I think this is really odd. So the next few days go completely uneventful, and we have a great time fishing and just hiking and taking in some of the beautiful scenery around us. It truly was beautiful, and it's something that I really recommend people do, getting out into the great outdoors more if possible. So, we head in for another night. As we're all laying there talking, getting ready to fall asleep, I hear a strange banging sound coming from just under my bed. It's really weird, it sounds like somebody's hitting it with a fist, but it's not possible. There's nothing below us. I think maybe it's some kind of animal that's tried to break in, or maybe it's the other guy outside, so I quickly jump up. I go outside with one of my other friends and we search the perimeter but don't find anything. That's pretty odd. We all think maybe it was just some animal that we didn't expect to be here and settle in for the night. And we wake up the next day like normal. So, coming towards the end of our trip, we have a usual day of hiking ahead of us. And we're just generally having a good time relaxing. One of us has a guitar with us and he's playing some beautiful music, and it sounds like the notes are reflecting off of the water near us, which was really beautiful, I have to say. So, we eventually get the fire going again, and we're all telling ghost stories to each other. One of us is telling us about how apparently he saw a headless person when he was much younger on holiday somewhere in Europe. And again, we don't really believe him, but you can see he's getting really freaked out. He says apparently he was asleep at the holiday resort with his parents when they thought one of the hotel guests was outside, or maybe staff member. Apparently, his mum went to ask what was wrong, and a figure turned around that was literally headless and seemed to vanish. Yeah, I didn't really believe it much either, and we all joked about this and once again set a whim for the night. Now, I don't know why, something just felt different this time. Everything was normal around us, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Something just felt off. Now, just as we're settling in, I slowly fall asleep, and I'm awoken by a loud banging sound. I think it's one of the other guys who's outside who hasn't been able to get in, so I quickly get up. The banging then intensifies, and there's slamming on the doors and windows. I look around, and I account for everybody still inside. I don't know what the sounds are, I think this is really odd, but just as I go to get up again, I can hear the winds really picking up outside. Convinced now that the other person's actually showed up in the other cabin and wants to get in, I shout out, "Hey, alright, I'm coming, and go to open the door, but it's locked. Now I've realised that something's really up. One of my friends says, "Hey guys, listen." You can hear the banging coming once again from under the bed that I was staying in. None of us know what to do in this moment, and my friend looks at me, absolutely terrified. None of us know what to do, and yet all of us are prepared for being in situations we aren't comfortable with. It's almost a surreal moment where you don't want to move, but you feel like staying still is not a good option. This went on for a good 5 more minutes with the banging sounds, and eventually the wind stops, but the banging sounds continue. It seems like it's impossibly dark outside, until eventually it stops. We all remain in complete silence now, waiting just to hear if anything else is gonna happen. Nothing does. And the bravest amongst us, one of my friends, goes and tries the door again and it opens. And the craziest thing? Everything's completely as it should be. And he looks around and there's no signs of any life whatsoever. He comes back in and locks the door behind himself and closes all of the blinds and the sheets covering the windows. Something is definitely off now. One of us decides to stay on guard while the others go to sleep, and one of my friends switches with him after a couple of hours. I was very grateful for this because I was so exhausted from the adrenaline of what had happened that I needed to sleep. I must have only slept for about 20 minutes, but God, I was grateful for it. The next morning we woke up in silence and none of us really said anything to each other. We all start packing up our things immediately and cancel all the remaining plans for the day. I start to pack up my things, and as I move the mattress to get something I placed under the bed, I see a red thing that I didn't notice before. I move the mattress out of the way and eventually pull the bed up, and I can see a circle with a pentagram painted in what seems to be blood directly below my bed. I say, "My God, guys, and all of the other guys turn around and see what I'm seeing. I'm not joking, I was literally sleeping directly above some kind of God knows what animal or person's blood in the shape of a pentagram. We didn't need to see anything else and we immediately start the hike back. I felt absolutely violated not realizing that I was sleeping above this thing. And maybe that was the source of all of the strange things that had happened the following night. I didn't know. I was just furious at the person that we were renting from not telling us that about the cabins. We eventually get back, and I immediately make contact with him. And apparently he knew nothing about it, and he said he was going to send one of his guys over there to investigate and clear it up. We agreed that we would never go back to that site again. God knows what happened before or after we were there, but we were happier not knowing.